Hi, Marty Lurie here, KMBR 680, with Corey Guerin, and I say it of the Texas Rangers. It's hard for me to say that, but it is the Texas Rangers. So, Corey, first of all, how you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on, Marty. You know, it's awesome being back here in San Francisco. It is kind of quick. You know, you find out you're getting traded, and you're headed out of town, and I was flying across country, so didn't get to say bye to you before. So it's good to see you and get to catch up a little bit. Things are great. We're moved out, you know, we're in Dallas now and kind of settled down a little bit. My wife did a great job of handling that move. So it's, you know, back in the swing of baseball. It's just back to normal business.
Corey Guerin with us. Tell me, I guess, the logistics of how you find out. And then Maddie's got to pack up. You've got to pack up. You're flying somewhere else. You know, people think of, well, they're just trading a baseball card or a fantasy baseball player, but a human being and your life. So I think it'd be good for the fans to hear it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's my first time ever getting traded. Yeah. So my first experience with really what it's all like. And, you know, we'd played a Saturday day game. I believe it was the 8th, July 8th. Went out to dinner that night with my wife. You know, we're having just a normal evening out, enjoying things, and just got a phone call that, you know, they were letting me know, hey, you know, something might be happening. You know, there's still some things up in the air, but just give you a heads up. And, you know, went to bed thinking, well, you know, maybe, but you never know. And woke up the next morning for a Sunday day game, and sure enough, first message I got, you know, the team was letting me know, hey, the deal went through, so you're headed to Texas. They're on the East Coast, so, basically you got to come and say your goodbyes and get your stuff together. And the team was getting ready to play here that day. So as a player, you don't want it to ever be a distraction or anything. So I wanted to come in. You want to say goodbye and, you know, let people know what you mean to them or what they mean to you. And, you know, so I came in, made my way through the clubhouse, said bye to everybody, packed up my stuff, and I had a flight the next morning, so the Rangers were headed from Detroit to Boston. So they gave me the rest of that day to try to help my wife, you know, pack up our stuff here, and that's really the biggest part of it, because for ball players, you know, once we get to the field, you've got a routine, you know. So whether it's playing for one team or another, you figure out how to, you know, go about your day. But really, it's the off the field stuff that becomes stressful. You know, you have to find a place to live. You have to figure out how to, you know, move your life across the country. And in large part, you know, our families have to do it on their own because we have to be at the field every day. And so for me, I got on a plane, you know, 24 hours later, basically, and flew to Boston for a week. And my wife had to figure out how to move us from San Francisco to Dallas pretty much on her own. My mom came out and helped a little bit, but, you know, had to find a place to live, how to box everything up. And so she's a rock star. She crushed it, and we're all settled now. But it really is. There's, you know, you're changing your life. So people talk about the most, you know, stressful things you can do in your life, or some of the top ones are, you know, moving and changing jobs. And, you know, I'm still doing the same job, but it's in a different place and with a different group. So, you know, we handled it great. You know, we're settled and feeling good in Texas, but it was a lot.
Well, Corey Guerin with us. I'm sure fans here love to hear his voice and know his story. But, you know, and then you got to perform, because I remember they put you in right away at Fenway. You were in there right away.
Yeah, it was, you know, I flew out that morning, did a cross-country flight, tried to get some sleep on the way, and just kind of knew that I'd probably, you know, they had told me, hey, we want you with the team as soon as possible, so I figured, you know, hey, there's probably some work that first day, so I did. You know, I was in there and got two innings in, and in Fenway, first time ever pitching there, so it was fun, but it was nice to get that first one out of the way and get a good one under my belt, you know, with a new organization and kind of let everybody know who you are as a pitcher, and, you know, it was nice to come in and pick up the team right away.
So do you keep in touch with the people on the Giants?
Yeah, you know, I still text with the guys and, you know, try to keep up with, you know, Hundley, Samardzija, Crawford. I mean, everybody. I was here for a long time, you know, and, you know, especially with it being almost fantasy football season, you know, you got to touch base and keep up. But, you know, I've known these guys for a while, and, you know, when you spend enough time with an organization and a group of guys, it becomes, you know, family. So, you know, I live close to a lot of these guys during the off season, and you want to keep up because everybody, you know, we had a great group of guys here in San Francisco, and you know, you care about each other as teammates, but also as people, and you know each other's families and kids and wives, and you try to keep touch as best you can, you know, in a baseball season. And we're all busy, and we've got stuff going on at the yard every day, but it's good to be back here and to see everybody.
All right, now let's talk baseball. American League, different than the National League. Of course, you're here for interleague play with the Giants, but do you get a different feel being in the American League?
You know, it was my first time being on an American League team, and so I expected it to be much different. And there are slight differences as far as how just teams use bullpens and just the flow of the game. But, you know, you're still getting ready. Like, you go through the same process as the game goes on, and as a bullpen guy, you're just getting ready for that moment that you could be going in. And each guy kind of has a feel for where that might be, you know, with San Francisco, you're trying to figure out how Boach is going to use you in a certain situation. Same thing in Texas, you know, Bandy's done a great job of, you know, putting me in good situations to be successful and giving me opportunities and responsibility to go out and help the club. So, you know, it's different, but I think every team is different. Even if you went to a different National League team, that manager's going to use his bullpen different than, you know, another National League manager. So you kind of figure out the flow of, you know, the game wherever it is you are on that individual day and be ready to go.
Well, you don't get to hit here.
No, I haven't got to hit yet. You know, they've had us practice bunting every once in a while, just getting ready for some of these interleague games. But you never know. I'm still carrying that .333 average that, you know, I had here, so we'll see how the game goes. Maybe we'll get in there.
Well, it's great having you on. As I say, you didn't really get a chance to say goodbye to the fans. So I'll give you a chance to say goodbye and just tell the fans what you thought.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, my family and I loved our time here in San Francisco, and a huge part of that was not only the organization and my teammates, but the fans here. It's one of the things, you know, my wife has mentioned how many people have reached out to her, you know, and myself, and just said, you know, we miss you here. You know, we loved having you here. You know, and that means a lot to me as a player, but also as someone with a family who, you know, we travel a lot. And so having a fan base that, you know, begins to feel like family is a really big deal, and just can't speak highly enough of the kind of people that are here with the Giants and fans of the Giants, and just everything about this organization is first class. So it's great to be back here. I'm really excited to, you know, be here for the series and get to see everybody again and get to experience the stadium and get to see the fans that all come out this weekend. So thank you again so much to everyone who's meant a ton to me during my time with the Giants and now getting to come back.
Well, I bet you're going to pitch this weekend. How about that?
We'll see. There's a pretty good chance. We'll see.
Yeah. No, I think you'll get a great reception. And tip your cap if you got a good reception.
Nice.
Acknowledge it. Look, it's Players Weekend. You can do what you want.
That's right. That's right. I appreciate it.
Yeah. What's your nickname?
CG. CG. So just keep it simple. That's what everybody usually calls me anyway. So we're going with that.
All right. I'm looking forward to seeing you on the mound. I really am. But, Corey, good to see you. Always a pleasure having you on.
Thanks, Marty. I really appreciate it. Good to see you, too.
Okay. All right. More coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.